Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch. Without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Do you spend too much time focusing on the bad egg? That one negative thing in your day? It doesn't matter how many positive comments that you get, you're still focusing on the one negative. It doesn't matter how many perfect stitches you have in the crochet that you've made, you're focusing on the one tiny, minute detail that isn't quite as perfect as the rest. Often we get too caught up in the negative, and it can really have a massive effect on how we approach our crochet businesses. Focusing on that negative thing, that one small thing, and at the end of the day, it is small, but when we start focusing on it, it becomes massive. It becomes the big thing, and we lose all perspective. And it can have a massive effect. It affects your mindset. It affects your confidence. It affects your ability to show up. It affects your ability to get your crochet out there and get those sales in. Spending too much time focusing on those little niggly things, which then we blow up in our minds so they become big niggly things, is incredibly detrimental. And it doesn't serve you. It damages you. So what are we talking about? We're talking about you put a post out for your crochet, maybe you're advertising, and you get a troll. You get someone who comes along and says, no one's ever going to pay that much for that. And everyone's seeing these posts. There's always somebody who has to rain on someone's parade. It's social media, it's the internet, there's keyboard warriors and people who just enjoy bringing other people down. But we let it get to us. And we start wondering, am I pricing too high? Am I getting above myself? Is it really that bad? Maybe I shouldn't be doing this after all. Maybe I'm just not good enough. All of these things start flying through your mind. And it can make us lower our prices. It can make us stop promoting because we're afraid of more comments. We scrutinize our crochet looking for mistakes, big or small, which you were not going to find the big because you wouldn't put it up for sale if there was. And none of it's true. You'll have that one negative comment, but you'll have plenty of positive ones. But you don't focus on those. You focus on the one bad. You can have 20 positive comments and they're not going to matter in your mind if there's one negative one. When you get all kinds of comments on social media, I mean, some of them are only negative if you take them that way. You'll get the ones who could say, you know, tag their friend and go, can you make me this? So, oh no, I'm sorry, then she can't make it. But you get people to do that. You'll always get people say, that's too expensive, but that's a them problem, not a you problem. It's not your fault they can't afford you. You'll get the people who say, I'd never pay for that. Well, that just means they're not your customer then. But sometimes you'll just get a real troll. And they exist. It comes as part and parcel of the internet. But again, it's one negative comment in a sea of good. And yet, we end up focusing on that one bad egg. It's just one egg. One bad one. And there's plenty of good ones going. And yet we live in fear of them. But they're strangers on the internet. You know, they can't do us any real harm. They can only harm us if we let them, if we let them into our heads. And unfortunately, it's all too easy to do. You know, I've been there, done that. It makes you wonder what you're doing wrong. And the answer is you're not doing anything wrong. But these people who just exist to bring other people down, they take up way too much headspace and they can do real damage. But only if you let them. It is difficult not to let these people get to you. But part of having a business that you promote online is that you've got to grow a thick skin. Because the internet has these people. And they are a minority. Fearing these trolls coming out and bothering us can stop us from growing our crochet businesses. It can make us stop wanting to post. And I fully admit that fearing negative comments sometimes stops me. It still does after all this time. It's an irrational fear. And I know it is because I get so many positive comments every time I post something new. If I have a new pattern to promote, I get so many positive comments. And yet I fear the one negative. I fear that bad egg. And I shouldn't. Because the secret is to ignore them. If it's on your page, if it's in your group, you can block the comment, you can delete it. You don't have to stare at it. You can just let it go. Get rid of it. You can block the person. It's your page, your group, your rules. If it's on someone else's group, there's not a lot you can do except ignore it. Those little niggly comments will always appear. And the more success, the more following you get, the more likely you are to get them. Because the more successful you are, the more chances there are of people seeing your posts, the more chance there is of people commenting. And so it becomes more likely. But, you know, forewarned is forearmed. If you know that it's a possibility, you can arm yourself. And know to try and ignore them. It's not no point in me sitting here and telling you that you should never let it get to you. Because of course it gets to you. It still gets to me. And I do have to go and shake it up. You know, sometimes these comments are worded in a way that you can respond to them. Whether you choose to or not is up to you. Sometimes I do just ignore them. But if someone is essentially complaining and saying something about the quality or the arm looks scratchy or something like that, you can put a reply, but I always walk away and have a breather before I do. Because if you're going to reply to these things, you need to do it after the emotion has worn off. So after that first reaction where you feel annoyed, you feel angry, you feel hurt, it's better to put your phone down, walk away from the computer, and just take a breather. Come back to it later when you're calmer and can reply in a more diplomatic tone. I find that helps a great deal. And you kind of have to put your customer service head on and answer it in a tactful and diplomatic way, because how you answer it will have the biggest impact, because other people will be watching as to how you answer, and how you answer says a lot about you as a business owner. If you answer when you're full of emotion, you're going to really leave a snarky, unprofessional comment that you're basically lashing out in the moment. That does not make you look good. So you have to walk away and come back and leave it until you can take the emotion out of your reply. And if you reply in a professional manner, that is going to work well for you because people will see that and have a good opinion of you. But if you choose not to reply, no one's going to judge you for that at all because, you know, there's nothing to draw from it. No, it's social media. You might not see in the comment. Nobody knows. So you don't have to reply to these things at all. You just ignore them and walk away. But they can be an opportunity. If you can bring yourself to reply to them, they are an opportunity to show you as the professional and expose this person for the horrible thing that they are. So you can make things work for you as well. But you should never focus too much on those bad eggs if you can help it. With time and practice, you kind of get used to it. It's the internet, these things happen. You have to learn to grow a thick skin and ignore them. You know, look at all the positive comments that you're getting. That's what you should be focusing on. If so many people are saying so many positive things, then why should one bad egg ruin your day? Why should one bad egg, one bad comment, one bit of negativity change your business strategy? Why should that one comment change how you priced your crochet? Why should that one comment stop you from showing up to promote? Why should just one little comment change how you run your crochet business? And the answer is it shouldn't. It never should, because that one comment is coming from a stranger on the internet who doesn't know you. You don't know them. You're never going to randomly bump into them on the street, and they do not represent the majority of people who are looking at your crochet. You know that because of all the positive comments you're getting. The positive ones are absolutely outnumbering the negative, and yet you're only focusing, you're only thinking about what the negative person said. What about all the positive comments that are saying, I'd buy two of these if I could. I think this is worth twice the price. This is such good quality. I'm so glad I bought. You know, these positive comments are so good. And yet we're letting the negative take up our headspace for no other reason than it sticks out like a sore thumb. It's like an itch you can't scratch. It just takes up way, way more headspace than it should. You have to find a way to simply move on. Not let it get to you. Easier said than done. It takes practice. It takes determination. But stop focusing on that little negative Nelly. Your crochet is fantastic. Do you know why? Because you're getting sales and there's no complaints. If you're lucky, you'll get a great review on your selling site. But not every customer leaves a review. Well, hey, if you've got no complaints, you're doing a great job. People are quick to complain. If they're not, you're doing fantastically. If your crochet did not look good, no one would buy it in the first place because they could see that it wasn't good from the photos. If your crochet matches the photos you've taken, all is well. You are selling a scene, which is all you can do on the internet. Your pricing is yours. You get to set it. You do not have to apologize for it. Crochet is a luxury. It takes time and skill to make, and is going to have a high price tag. People who complain about pricing are the people who shop the discount stores. You are not the bargain basement. So why would you ever sell your crochet at bargain basement prices? You wouldn't. You shouldn't. So ignore the people who are salty that you're outside of their price range. They're just hacked off because they can't afford you. Well, I can't afford a Ferrari, but Ferrari do not care that I am snarked off that I can't afford one of their cars. They do not care. You should take the same attitude. Okay, your pricing strategy is for you and you alone to decide. Just because someone can't afford you is not your issue. And on it goes. Other people and their negativity do not get to have a say in how you run your crochet business. You have to stick to your guns. You have to ignore anyone who says otherwise. And focus on the sea of positive and ignore that one minuscule dark cloud on the horizon, which is going to have no effect on you whatsoever, because it's nowhere near you. They are nothing to do with you, and their negativity is purely a them problem. So simply ignore them, move on, and get on with life. So over in the Hooked on Success membership, I'm going to be talking about how to really get focused on the positive and cast those negativity vibes away. If you would like to get on that episode, then you can come and join us now. Just go to crochetbusinessschool.com/success or click the link in the show notes. And don't forget, if you want to know when the next episode comes out, then subscribe to our newsletter. The link for that is in the show notes as well. So thank you for listening in, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.
Put the experience of a crochet business coach with years of experience in your pocket. With over 10 years in the industry, I help clients like you make more money and reclaim your time. The WIP Club is a private Voxer chat designed to help you get all your burning business questions answered when you need them most. Put the power of an affordable coach in your pocket now at crochetbusinessschool.com/the WIP Club.